Welcome back as the IFC presents another episode of The Four Archetypes. My name is James Malamis. We've got a great episode for you. The crew is all back today as Dr. Lahab Al-Samrai, Dr. Eric Tomlinson, and Dr. Lisa Hong begin a new series called Post-COVID Syndrome and JAMP Treatment. We go over the effects of coming out of COVID and how JAMP treatment can help. If you enjoyed the IFC's individuation podcast and want support, make sure to rate the podcast 5 stars on iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts. So without any further ado, Dr. Al-Samrai, take it away.
Welcome back to another episode of The Four Archetypes. I'm Dr. Lahab Al-Samrai, and with me today is Dr. Lisa Hong and Dr. Eric Tomlinson. As always, we have a pussycat in the background who has joined us for this podcast. So, and our avatars are here in the background. All right. So as soon as I wanted to start with, like, usually we have like a story time and we're going to get into the 1001 Nights. I think it's an amazing story. But before we do that, I want to talk about post-COVID syndrome. So post-COVID syndrome is what the traumas of the quarantine starts to bear fruit. We are calling it post-COVID syndrome, the fruit of the quarantine. What happened during the quarantine? Okay, what happened to us getting shut in, shut out, being forced to isolate, being forced to cover our faces when we're talking? This is an essential part of human communication, is to be able to see the other person's face. Because then we know what their motivation is, right? So this is why people who are robbing things wear masks. They don't want to show their face, right? Not just not to be recognized. So in our post-COVID syndrome era, which started around 2023, just slowly getting out of the quarantine, what's been happening is there's more irritation, there's more anxiety, people are more paranoid in regards to other people, in regards to relationships. People are more guarded, people are more isolated, people spend a lot more time alone. And these are all symptoms of post-COVID syndrome. You know, what happened was the kids got locked up. They weren't allowed to interact with other kids. There was no play. There was no group play. There was no physical touch or physical activity that grouped them together. So their traumas were of a developmental psychological perspective. Because what happened to them was developmentally, they were knocked off the scale, right? All the things that normally kids would do at this time, they weren't doing. So the other part is adolescence. You know, adolescence is a crucial time for our socialization, where we learn who we are and how we express ourselves, and we identify by our friends and the group around us. So all these things were disrupted, and they were disrupted for a year. They were disrupted for 2 years, 3 years for some. It was a very long time. So people are trying to forget about COVID. I understand. But the problem is that COVID is not forgetting about you. Right? So post-COVID syndrome is like nobody wants to hear the news about the new vaccines. They don't want to hear the news of the COVID outbreaks. They don't want to hear the news of how many people have passed away because have died because of COVID. Nobody wants to talk about that because of fear, you know, that we're still back there. And that's the essence of the trauma. The trauma is the fear that I am still there, that it's happening to me over and over again. right? Because there's a displacement in time. When the trauma occurs, what the trauma does is it displaces time. Now, every time you're triggered by something that's related to it, you go back to that time. Like, I don't want to be there, right? What else? What else happened during the quarantine, right? There was a rise in drinking. There was a rise in death. There was a rise in suicide. There was a rise in births, actually. There was a rise in births. There was also a rise in mental health issues. People who were kind of getting along because they were in part of social groups and social networks who were cut off, suddenly their mental health risks arose because now they were isolated and their own symptomology started eating away at them. So just as, you know, to think about what post-COVID syndrome is. So why are we talking about post-COVID syndrome? Because Jungian Advanced Motor Processing, or JAMP, for short, is a treatment for trauma, for anxiety, for irritation, for paranoia, you know, especially when we're paranoid of because of the trauma, right? These are all interconnected symptoms, you know, like a chain. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that to help everybody kind of get a picture of what post-COVID syndrome is, and why JAMP is a great treatment for it. Dr. Eric, Dr. Lisa, any thoughts?
Yeah, I've noticed in the time of COVID, a lot of kids were not able to be social, not able to go to school. And so they became self-reliant in a way that created habits and comforts of soothing with self-isolation activities. And I wonder what the kids are going to be like. Some, you know, kids are really resilient, but in times like this, sometimes those introspective or introverted tendencies can be augmented or skewed. So I just wonder how it comes out socially in their behaviors and their moods and how they comfort themselves and how they learn to work through challenges. And we are social beings. How this works out, young children, but also teenagers coming out of this. How do they know they can trust the scenario that they are going to walk into, or the people involved in that scene that they're going to walk into? I've been seeing people becoming not just kids, but parents and people too, just a lot more. The effects, I think, are more subtle than they realize in the choices that they make. I just wonder.
Yeah, so, you know, you bring up a lot of very important points. I'm going to let Dr. Eric take some of them. But we could see symptomology as, for example, with kids who were quarantined will have more social anxiety, more social difficulty, more depressive symptoms, more tendencies to self-harm. Especially if it was very complicated in the household. So if you had parents who also had their own mental health issues or mental health crises, this would have been amplified. So that feeling state would have been amplified. Dr. Eric, would you like to?
Sure. I think the thing that I've noticed the most is what Lisa said and referred to, and that is the ongoing and maybe even long-term effect of what happened during that COVID time. That is, I'm in a North Central Florida region, so it's very rural here. It's not very populated here at all. And so the effects of it weren't as dramatic here, but they're still there nonetheless. And what I see happening is what Lisa was referring to, and that is people's ongoing view of the conditions of their life have been affected by that year or two of COVID. They have their frustration tolerance is dropped.
Great point.
Easily triggered to a variety of forms of anxiety. And as we all know, anxiety is a huge precursor to depression.
Yes.
And the biggest thing that I see, and this is with everybody, but mostly with younger people, and I don't just mean teenagers, I'm talking about 20 and 30 year olds, is just a kind of a hopelessness.
Ooh.
I mean, like, you know, we don't have any hope. The country's going to, you know, to pot. I don't mean marijuana pot. The country's going downhill. There's no hope. We're divided as a country, and you know, it's just, there's no hope, or yeah, there's very little hope. That's what I see the most of.
Yeah. And so the JAMP treats the trauma and the related symptoms that have been disassociated due to the trauma, right? So the lack of hope, the hopelessness, the frustration tolerance, as Dr. Eric said, all these things, the anxieties, the different anxieties. You know, anxiety is a hodgepodge of things. It's not a single anxiety or irritation. It's right. Multiple anxieties and irritations. You know, you could walk into a situation where you could become anxious about somebody looking at you, or somebody not looking at you, or somebody not recognize you, or how you're dressed, or whatever it is. You can have different forms of anxiety, and anxiety is basically a precursor to fear. So the precursor is, oh, I'm anxious about this, but actually what's happening is you're fearing whatever you're seeing. You're becoming internally dysregulated. And so what post-COVID syndrome does is dysregulates, right? And what JAMP does beautifully is regulate. So with that, we just wanted to let you know that here at the Institute for Conflict, we treat post-COVID syndrome. And if you want to learn more about post-COVID syndrome, please reach out to the instituteforconflict@gmail.com. We'd be happy to respond. We'll also put some information on our website for you to be able to read more about post-COVID syndrome and what can be done about it. Thank you for your time. We really appreciate it. We are the four archetypes. We're missing Whitman, but we are the four archetypes. And we will be back to read 1001 Nights for you. And we will talk to you very, very soon. There it is. Thank you, Dr. Eric. And as always, we send off with, I am not afraid.
I am not afraid.
I am not afraid.
We are the Institute for Conflict, and we are not afraid. All right, take care, everybody.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of the IFC's Individuation Podcast. We hope enjoyed hearing from Dr. Eric Tomlinson, Dr. Lisa Hong, and Dr. Al Samurai. You can also find us on the IFC's YouTube. Make sure to check out the JAMP Institute for Training's Magician's Call podcast as well. Tune in again next time to the IFC's podcast for another episode soon. The IFC is a non-profit institution. We don't have any paid advertising for our podcast. We do accept donations. All donations and contributions are tax deductible. You can find more information at theinstituteforconflict.com.